Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Where I'm joined by Lincoln Moore, who's Executive Director at Decal Oil. How are you today, Lincoln?
Oh, hi, Zach. How are you?
Right, quite a lot going on at Decal Oil at the moment. What's the highlight for you at the moment?
Yeah, Zach, I think today, obviously, is pretty significant news for us in terms of a new change to the direction of the Cashew project. You know, we announced in June this year that we had acquired an option to take 58.5% of the Tiabisu Cashew project. You know, it was an option that was in place to allow the business to grow over a couple of years before the acquisition. And really what's happened is since announcing that option, we spoke to existing major shareholders and other potential shareholders, and there was a lot of interest in being able to involve in the project at a much earlier stage. So that's culminated today in Decal taking a 43.8% stake in the project. Obviously, it's significantly lower valuation, which we'll get into. We think it's pretty exciting news at Decal, and people will have to start to assess the value of that project in addition to our existing palm oil project.
I mean, is the rationale here to become a multi-commodity company in the end?
That's I think there's been a slight balancing. That's the way we think. Obviously, we started as a palm oil producer, and you know, we've been quite clear. We've been in an acquisitive mode for probably 2 to 3 years, looking at other palm oil projects. You know, failing to find one which you think is interesting for shareholders to complete on. You know, we were open to other commodities. And certainly Cote d'Ivoire, obviously where we are, we know well, and other commodities and areas where we can execute on our skill sets with smallholders, logistics and processing, mean that we can apply the skills in the palm oil to other commodities. So I think it again also, of course, diversifies our situation as well. So cashews is very interesting for us.
Well, I mean, with the cashews, you've got a 6 million euro implied value, which is a hefty discount to the 18 million implied original implied value. How did you manage to secure such a good deal?
Yeah, the 6 million wasn't a number plucked. It was based on a investment in February of €600,000 to an investor unrelated to the group of investors that are looking to and bring Decal into the asset. So that's where it's been set. I mean, obviously, since then, the project has developed further and has been de-risked further by securing certain asset contracts. But we decided to continue at the 6 million valuation.
So presumably, this is another plus point in terms of diversifying into different agricultural commodities, if you can get decent deals off the back of that strategy.
Certainly, I think obviously with the existing palm oil business and this project coming through, it's going to be take a huge amount of attention over the next 12 months to make sure we execute both strategies on both projects correctly. But the ultimate goal is we will continue to look at other commodities and opportunities downstream in both those industries to continue to expand the volume that is put through the Decal Oil business.
Right. I mean, you're funding the acquisition through issuing new shares in Decal at a premium to the current share price. Normally, this is seen as quite a big endorsement for a particular deal.
Yeah, I think the trading price is significantly lower than the 4.5p, which is taking place here. I mean, clearly, as you know, there's a related party transaction, and it could have been done at the prevailing stock price, but you know, we feel that this is a really strong endorsement to existing and potentially new shareholders, where we think the valuation should be heading. So we're happy to do the transaction at that price and let that signal to the market sit.
Right, and going back to the actual development of the Tiabisu Cashew project, what stage is that at the moment?
The key things we've done over the last 6 months really is put together the senior management team, which will see the execution through the construction phase and early stage operations. There was the 13-year zero tax exemption that we managed to obtain for the business. And then there was the signing of the two major contracts, one being for the mill out of Italy and one being for the infrastructure works on the ground. So all the major assets have been secured, and it's moving into construction phase now. The drawdowns from the banks will take place, I expect, in January, and then construction will commence. So the goal is still to move the Kashu project to production by the end of 2019 or very early 2020.
Right. And as far as, I mean, obviously you've got the palm oil area as well. How is that going, and what are the timelines there?
Yeah, the palm oil clearly it's obviously been the most challenging year that we've had since we started production. It was a, a weak high season on fruit, and then we've seen the palm oil price drop to 25-year lows, and that's clearly reflected in our stock price. I mean, we're down to 3p, which is a nine p type 9 million pound valuation, which is only 2x EBITDA on our previous year's results. So clearly, we believe it's there's been a huge emphasis on this year, but probably may have been lost a little bit, where we're heading in the years preceding. So we're in a major focus at the moment to prepare as well as we can for the high season to make sure the milling equipment is working, and all the maintenance is done in advance, which has all been done. We've done some things to make sure that we get as much market share as we can. And we're doing some things on the sales side of the business to ensure we get the best possible prices. So we're entering very well prepared. I mean, clearly, we can't control exactly how much fruit comes through in the high season. And what we expect is after a weaker year this year, going to see a much stronger year, but there's no guarantees. And that's why we need to do everything else we can control to ensure that we're in the best place to take advantage of a, or what we hope will be a much stronger high season upcoming.
Right, and obviously the strategy in terms of getting into the cashew area was that you'd have two income streams. When do you think the cashews will come on tap, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that, as I said, that the mill we think will be operational at the end of 2019 or very early 2020. I mean, clearly it's a construction project, so it's there's some variances. I mean, I think the one the couple of good things about cashews, one is they the season runs from February to May, so we can in the 2020 year we can buy those cashews. And the other second thing which is great about cashews, you can actually store them. So if there are any small delays in the mill, it's not going to dramatically affect our 2020 production year. But we think, once the initial 10,000 tons reaches full capacity, and we believe there's plenty of cashews to reach that very quickly, this can contribute this business another 20 to 25 million euros of revenue to Decalol. And there's and I think the gross margins at this stage appear to be stronger than the palm oil as well. So we think the two assets combined, you're starting to look at pretty significant EBITDA numbers that can be achieved on, normalized market conditions, and looking at the current stock price, as I say, that's I think why we want to send that signal to the stock market that we're prepared to do the conversion at 4.5p, because we believe at the current level it's incredibly undervalued.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. Lincoln Moore, Executive Director at Decalol, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.